army of bodies into this river. Criminals reaching up to welcome me as one of their own. It was an easy mistake to make.
The devil is building his army. Max Payne is looking for something that God wants to stay hidden. And that's what makes him more dangerous.
Remember when you were a kid and you'd hold your breath when you run past the graveyard? Leave that man alone.
When the people a man needs get taken away from him, you can't ever go back to who you were before.
People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 63. Gonna be the shortest show in fucking history of recording on this site at all, actually. I don't think anything's ever been under 30 minutes.
No. Not for you, no.
No. No. I have to get out of here because I got a screener, people, so. And Z is like 15 minutes late, so. It's his fault, people. Blame him.
Traffic sucks.
Look at Z. Blame Z. It's all his fault. It's always his fault.
It's because traffic sucks around Toledo.
And plus, they got water that's turning green, so, you know.
We know. We have
don't,
a bunch
don't
of...
Don't be too hard on Z, people. Don't be too hard.
We got a bunch of mutants running around here.
Holy shit, dude. You should drink it then.
No, because I'll probably turn into Hugh Jackman.
Dude, you should drink it then. Dude. Drink that shit, dude. You can call him X-Men, dude. Drink that shit.
The good X-Men or the bad X-Men?
Okay, well, then never mind. Don't drink that shit. Yeah. But you know what, people? This is an exciting time for a throwback. Well, I'm about to say Throwback Thursday. I gotta get that out of my head. Throwback Tuesday. We got some new installments of what we're gonna be doing here, people. And that's a new polling, if you will. And the way this poll works, I'm going to explain it to Z as well, because I only went over it a little briefly.
Yeah.
Basically, Z is going to pick a movie, I'm going to pick a movie, and then I'm going to leave a third side of it blank. Just going to say other. And that's going to stay blank for you to put your movie choice in there. Now, here's the rules of that, though. Your movie choice has to somewhere follow in the common sense of background with me and Z's film. It's the same
I love you say common sense.
Yeah, it has to be common sense. Goddamn, it can't be just like you pick X-Men movie and somebody pick Love and Basketball or some shit like that.
Because you sent me the picture and people put Paranoia. I'm like, Mark Wahlberg wasn't in that. Plus, it doesn't follow the years.
Oh, is that the... Man, I reviewed that last year. I was like... Go back and listen to that review. Piece of shit, Paranoia.
Hey, I don't want to watch that piece of shit. You know
what? I didn't think what movie that was. I was like, Paranoia, what the hell is that? You know what? I got it mixed up with that, what's that Taylor Lautner film he did?
Abduction?
Yeah, for some reason I got it mixed up with that. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it was two bad actors in it. That's why.
Yeah.
But you know, I know why I got those two mixed up, because those two were rumored to be in the new Power Rangers movie or something like that.
I love one vote was Marky Mark and a Funky Punch.
That's a movie?
I don't know.
I'd watch that. I'd watch that then. I wish it was. Marky Mark and the Funky Punch. So, that was a good one. You know what? I wish that would have won. We could have just reviewed music videos of Marky Mark, but.
I think it's just one.
I wish that one would have won out of that one. That would have been awesome right there, people. If you could think outside the box like that, then that would have been fucking amazing, right? That would have been like, oh, we're going to watch music videos and review.
That'd be fun.
What happened to his career of dancing and singing? But, yeah, people, it has to follow in the sense of the movies we picked, which is pretty much has to be in the same realm of the genre, actors or director, or even writer for that matter. And here's the thing. So whichever one has the most votes, whether it's Z's movie, my movie, or other, that one will win. Now, here's the thing about the other. When that one wins, like I sent a picture of Z of all the shit you people voted for. Mark, I can't. I'm looking at it right now. Mark the fuck. When that movie, if Other wins, then we go through the polling of say there's five choices, whatever the five, whichever out of the five has the most votes, then that movie wins out of the other category. Now, if it's a tie, then the winner of between me and Z's movie will be the one we do. If it's a tie out of the other.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it works now, people. So.
Because that's what I was kind of wondering. Because Fear had more votes than anything on the other, so that's why I was kind of curious.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's right. You did have a question about that. So, yeah, so that's how that one's going to work. So, if Other wins, say it has 16 and mine has 10 and Z's has 11 or something like that, then Other is going to win, and whichever out of the choices has the most votes or whatever, then that's the movie that's going to win.
You know none of our movies are going to win.
Probably not now. But you know what? That makes things much more interesting because now me and Z don't even know the movie that we'll be reviewing.
Yeah, I'm just worried that they're going to be psychotically stupid movies that it's going to be impossible to watch.
I wish it was Marky Mark in the Fun. I really do.
It's one music video.
Man, you know what? Next week I'm going to pick a Marky Mark movie again just so I can see if somebody loves it.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick Thriller soon.
You're going to pick what?
Thriller. That's a movie music video.
You keep going out every time you say it.
I'm going to pick Thriller.
Oh, the shit's like 15 minutes, yeah. Why not?
Why? Well, it's a movie, somewhat.
It's probably I think that's why that video was so popular. It's probably the most story-driven music video you'll ever see, right?
I think they played it in theaters.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they probably did. Plus, you got Vincent Price laughing in the background. Come on now.
Yeah, and John Landis directed it?
Yeah.
How can you not go wrong?
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. We'll do that. We should do that.
Yeah, we should think. Actually, you know what? You should think about that. I would not go against that either, because, like I said, we are open to doing that or whatever. So, people, put your votes in. See what's going to come apart. Yeah, like Z said, probably none of our movies will win, but then again, you never know if the same people will pick the same movie over to win. So,
yeah.
Because remember, if it's all a tie other, then the one with the most votes out of me and Z is the one we will do then. So.
Yeah, and we picked the gem today.
Yeah, we picked the gem today. But first of all, I am the phenomenal one, moviesportspodcast.com.
This is Z from the fancritic.com.
And Z said, we got a gem day. Now, guys, your question, Z. Would you prefer this movie? Because you know what was next after this movie. It was The Happening.
Shit. The Happening's more fun to make fun of.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because I fucking hate that movie. So I don't know if I could have watched that, to say the least.
Happening did the same thing that The Purge did. Has a good premise, but they completely fucked it up.
Everybody just staring into the fucking sky and shit. Should have just called it Staring. The movie. Well, people, we're here to talk about Max Payne.
Are you a Max Payne fan?
What happened?
Were you a Max Payne game fan?
Yeah, well, I wasn't a huge, but I did play all three of the games and stuff like that. I can say right out of the movie, don't follow a goddamn thing in that game.
Yeah, I wasn't a big Max Payne fan, but I'm watching, I'm like, I played it maybe a few times, I'm like, I don't remember anything about a devil.
Somebody watched a lot of Constantine this weekend.
Yeah, you know who directed it, right?
It was, don't tell me, I know his name, it's fucking John Moore, right? The guy that did the last Die Hard movie.
Yeah, let me run down his fucking bio. Behind Enemy Lines.
Too, right?
Well, Behind Enemy Lines, Flight of the Phoenix, The Omen remake, Max Payne, and A Good Day to Die Hard.
Jesus Christ, dude, has a boring and horrible. Like, and the thing about all his movies too, they're all boring.
Well, I liked Behind Enemy Lines, but those suck. The Omen remake was terrible.
I know a lot of people that like Behind. I was the only one that was like, man, I'm kind of bored by this, to be honest, or whatever. But yeah, a lot of his other movies, they're either boring or terrible. Like, and you just went down a list. I was like, man, you gotta have the worst track record.
This wasn't Max Payne wasn't boring. It was just.
Really? You wasn't bored by it?
It was just kind of, because I was amazed at how stupid it was.
Okay, well, I'm glad you guys are excited about it, because, I mean, I swear to fucking God, dude, everybody talking about, no mess, like, you got a Jamaican dude, he's Max Payne, and then, every time they put the camera on Max Payne, that motherfucker behind a desk or just walking or something like that, he's just like, damn, is Max Payne ever gonna do something? He'll do a goddamn thing in this movie. And then everybody's like, he's kind of like a legend in this movie because everybody keeps talking about Max Payne, don't mess with Max Payne. It's like, he don't never do shit in this movie.
Yeah, he's a detective.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. Until the last part of the movie, he doesn't do shit.
Yeah, the video game people sets up, it's a simple damn premise, too. It's just, his family was murdered, he's out for revenge. Pretty much like the Punisher. Just the Punisher. And I really think that the writers probably looked at this script and said, what can we make a movie out of that? And then somebody said, that just came off fresh off Constantine, said, let's put this drug in here and some demons, and we'll make it Constantine / Max Payne version. Because, oh my God, it was like watching Angels vs. Demons or something like that. Because, man, there's time characters in here breathe fires out of their mouth and shit like that.
Oh, it's been this. I saw this movie in theaters. I remember that.
I remember that too. I remember people was laughing. They was like, "What the hell is this?"
I mean, okay. Here's a question. This goes straight for the Total Recall remake too. If this movie wasn't based on the game, if it didn't have the Max Payne name or whatever, what would you think of the movie?
I still would have been bored.
You would have been bored.
I was bored. Seriously, like the opening of the movie. Like, first of all, the dialogue's bad.
Oh, especially Mila Kunis' dialogue.
Yeah.
Her trying to be a hard ass. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, like fuck the video game, like, because, you know, it don't even follow video games. So, like, and the funny thing is, the video game has such a movie story to it, whatever. It's just a family got murdered and he's out for revenge, whatever. It's like, why do they feel the need to change that and add all this shit to it? I don't get that at all.
Well, you said it right yourself. This came off pretty much the heels of Constantine.
Yeah, so like, you would think, like, the game, the name of itself would sell, and then you have Mark Wahlberg in it, and then plus, I mean, it's pretty much a crime noir drama film or whatever, so I don't see the need of why they need to stick angels and demons and fire and shit like that and hell on earth. It was almost like an apocalypse movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you were thinking, especially the previews where you got that demon catching that guy out of the window.
Oh, yeah.
You're thinking that this is like it's like the devil's coming, and it's just a mind-altering drug.
Yeah.
And the fucked up thing is,
this drug looked like.
Yeah, the drug. I mean, the fucked up thing. The guy that they were posing as the big main bad guy. What's his name? Lupito. He didn't do shit. He was like, he didn't do shit.
And you know where that guy's from, too. He's from a prison break, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, he's in a lot of shit. He's that guy you've seen. He's that guy you've seen, like, in a lot of things.
Yeah, and like you said, he didn't do shit, but I remember when I saw that trailer. That trailer is ridiculous, first of all, because I remember when I saw that demon carry that guy out, I was like, okay, is this not based off the game? Well, what is this?
You didn't get that part.
No angels and demons or whatever, nothing like that. Man, and the drug dude looked like that green shit in your water right now.
Yeah. You know what? In the worst casting in this whole movie.
Yeah.
Can you take a guess?
It was Ludacris.
Yep.
It was fucking No, see, that actors of all actors, man, Ludacris, my man. I'm sorry. Ludacris Bridges, that's his name.
Yeah.
Who plays Jim Robur. Okay, people. This nigga is not an actor, first of all. And second of all, I don't buy him being no internal affairs investigator.
No. And I'm reading it right now. The part was originally supposed to be for a 60-year-old man, but he auditioned for it and he got the role.
Okay, damn, they didn't give a fuck about this motherfucker. Because Ludacris is acting. Seriously, he had some of the worst dialogue in the film. Like, every time he opened up his mouth, you're just like, I wish a demon would fly out of his mouth right now. That's how bad he's talking right now. It was horrible. And Mark Wahlberg, man, he has a constipated look on his face the whole movie. Like, he looks confused the whole movie. Like, you know what? It seems like he's a fan of the game, and when they didn't tell him what the script was, and they threw him in this movie, and then he started looking around and seeing, like, now you're going to shoot at the demon or whatever, and he's just like, dude, I don't remember that in the game. It's almost like he was just like the audience. He was confused with the rest of us.
Maybe. I mean, Wahlberg's, he's like one good movie, one bad movie type of actor.
But he looks so good. Like, his level of confusion had me laughing in this movie. Because I was like, I don't even think he knew what he signed up in. Because I really think he was a fan of the game and just looked at this and was like, what the hell is this? Man, not to mention, it's some of the most boring action scenes ever.
Oh, especially the one towards the end, like right before you know he like gets superpowers from the fucking drugs.
When the fire possesses him and shit.
My God, that was so retarded.
That was ridiculous. I remember when we saw that in the trailer, I started just laughing. I was like, I don't know what the hell that means, or whatever. But okay, man, because in the game there's a slow motion shot. I mean, and the people, The Matrix came out before this movie, so it's not like, we wasn't up on that technology yet. They have some of the most boring slow motion scenes I ever saw. Like, there's this guy pumping his gun. You know what I'm talking about, too.
Yes.
And he flies backwards in the most slowest. That scene drugged over 5 minutes because of that. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, this dude that's shooting at him didn't hit a goddamn thing except some canisters that's right next to him. I was like, what is he aiming at?
My God, I mean, that's what they have. This must have been, who made the studio? Well, Fox distributed it. Dune Entertainment, they're one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, the budget was $35 million. The budget went to Wahlberg and Kunis, probably.
Yeah. By the way, Mila Kunis, she runs out this movie. I mean, once the people start shooting and shit, she gets on the elevator and she's gone for the rest of the movie.
I know, what the fuck was that?
and if I'm not mistaken, Z, I don't have it up, but do they have her top billed?
No. No, it's Wahlberg. It's Wahlberg
next
and...
to Mark Wahlberg.
Wahlberg and Beau Bridges.
I just pulled it up. But okay, yeah, she is top Wahlberg. Dude, she's second to Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, she's second?
Yeah, I just pulled it up right now. Got it up on
Dude, she's screen. In the movie probably a total of 20 minutes.
That's nice. I was going to say 12.
I would say about 20. I think about 20. But her Russian accent... her Russian accent...
She gets on elevator as if she's telling people, this movie's bad. And you don't see her for the rest of the fucking movie. And she's top casted, so you're thinking that, like, she's going to come back as the love interest or something like that. No, never does. Never returns.
There's a post-credit scene.
Oh, Jesus Christ. There's a, people...
What's that?
Actually, because you hear explosions and shit going off it.
I loved her Russian accent, though.
Who's
Mila's.
Mila's Queen? I thought she was horrible in the film.
Oh, that's why I was being sarcastic.
You should do like that chick that played Natasha in here and just get naked on the bed or something like that.
Well, she really was Russian.
You know what? Another thing, too. That Natasha chick, Olga, I don't know her fucking last name, she was in Hitman.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Doing the same DLC.
Well, how many? There's a lot of Russian video games out there with Russian people. She's always gonna be. She's got her career set.
This ain't no Russian video game.
Well, if there's anything with Russians in it, she's got the role.
Hitman, that game gonna take place in Russia, but you could. It's obviously a Hitman movie. You can take place wherever the fuck you want. But her role is just pretty much fucking the protagonist.
Yeah.
And then the protagonist not sleeping with her.
And then dying.
And then Hitman, she doesn't hear.
And then she dies.
Yeah. So damn, if you ever need a chick just to lay in a bed in a bikini or something like that, and not get fucked, Olga Kurylenko, that's who you need to hire.
Yeah. And what is the deal with... did you think that the Beau Bridges, you know, being the bad guy was, like, kind of forced? Like, oh, like, we still got... We have, like, half hour left in the film. Let's just do this.
What was his name in the movie, too? It was so clever.
B.B. Hensley.
What was it?
B.B. Hensley.
B.B. That's what they called him. B.B. has like, who did they just go off Beau Bridges and say, let's just call him B.B.?
Probably. Is that a character in the game?
I fucking never heard of that.
Is Max Payne the only fun thing from the game? The name? Is that it?
Yeah. You know what? I think the only thing that ties in with this game is Mark Wahlberg's family was killed, and his name is Max Payne. Other than that, I don't think it has
nothing. And he was a cop.
Yeah. Oh, he's a cop. Other than that, I don't know Mila Kunis is in it. I don't remember no fucking character Ludacris in that fucking game or anything like that.
You would have killed him.
Yeah, I would have shot his black ass or whatever. I mean, I can't imagine what the hell was going on in people's head when they made this fucking movie, though. Like, this drug, man. They added all this extra shit in here and turned this simple-ass story in here and made it complicated. This is the thing I was talking about with Assassin's Creed, the movie or whatever. I was just like, just keep it simple as fuck. No need to add in all that the Apple of Eve and all that shit or whatever, because that might complicate it. Keep it simple as an assassin going out to bring forth his assassin brothers. You gotta keep that story as simple as you can, and that could be a great video game. The more you put into this time travel shit, the more they not gonna give a fuck. Because you see it, this shit right here. Man, they just said, throw this in here, throw that in here, so we can fill in an hour and 45 minutes.
That was so long.
Actually, it was longer than that, to be honest. No, it actually was an hour and a half, right?
100 minutes. 103 minutes total.
Okay, so yeah, about close to that time, whatever. And it was so, like you said, it was so long. I mean, the thing is, every character in here, they're setting up Max Payne to be like this hardcore badass. Like, he wants something. You got this horrible Jamaican dude.
I think that accent was like the worst. I don't think that guy was really Jamaican because he was trying way too hard.
No, he wasn't Jamaican. No, that dude is played by a normal ass black dude, Jamie. That dude is not Jamaican. That dude had no parts of this movie except that one. They couldn't get some regular ass Jamaican dude just to fill in for that part. I mean,
he would have done it for free.
Play this fucking voice so goddamn hard. And then he's setting up Max Payne, and then every time Max Payne is in trouble, he never does anything badass. I mean, people, that slow motion scene he does, where he's just like pumping his shotgun and flying backwards, that had to be the most boring slow motion scene I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it was. It was.
It was most boring thing I've ever seen. And it was confusing, because he has his mouth open, and Shamar Warber is just like, and he has the dullest look on his face, too, as he's doing it. He's just like, hey, look at me. I'm flying backwards, man. Backwards, bro. Hey, bro, check this out. Check it out, bro.
This movie, I mean, how hard is it to get a video game movie right?
Apparently, it's very hard. The thing is, though, this game ain't hard to do, though. We went over the premise. We went over the premise of the game. We've seen this premise done in movies before and video games before. Hell, TV shows we've seen it done before. A man is a detective, comes home one day, he sees his family slaughtered. I mean, we've seen that. Well, it wasn't in The Crow, but they had somewhat of a similar premise to it or something like that. I mean, and He comes home, sees his family slaughtered, whatever. He's out for revenge. What, yeah. What's so hard about making that movie?
I could make that movie.
It seems like it's really hard because they can't get that right with the Punisher yet, too.
Well, I think you said, I think when we did the Punisher, fuck, what's that called? Punisher
Warzone,
that the director said she had no idea what to do.
Yeah, because she was just like, oh, I don't know how to make this. Am I supposed to be making it realistic, or is it a comic book film, or how should I make it? So, you know what, I'm going to do both. It's like, oh, really? Where do you see both at? Because I don't see realistic in any of this shit. But it's like, once again, too, even with that, it's a simple revenge film. Stop looking at it as if it's a comic book or a video game or something like that, and just make a movie out of it. I mean, I don't see what's so goddamn hard about that. Like he said, he could make that movie. I think anybody can make this fucking movie. Just make it. You just gotta build up on the mystery of it. And the video game adds the mystery to it, too, whatever, as far as him solving clues and shit like that. The only clue that Mark Wahlberg / Max Payne does in this film is looking in file cabinets and shit.
I know. Oh.
How many file cabinets does he look in to get some files?
I don't know. It's a nice drinking game.
Because the son of a bitch, every time he's like, they like, don't mess with Max Payne. They cut to a scene. His brother's opening up a file cabinet. I was like, yeah, I'm so scared of Max Payne right now.
He might pull the drawer off so hard it'll come out.
I was waiting for him the third time he pulled that shit out just to yank it out and go like, fuck! Where's this guy at?
Oh, God.
They had this brother doing no detective work, though, whatsoever. It's like, is doing detective work hard in a movie? Because we've yet to see that with a Batman film, too, kind of, in a way.
He's the ultimate detective.
The ultimate detective, and he does, like, one scene of detective work, and that's about it. That's
I think the only detective work we saw in the Batman franchise was the Dark Knight, where he went to China.
Yeah, I was going to say, or the detective work of the bullet when he took the brick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one or whatever. It was like, that's cool. We want to see more of that. why can't we see more of that? It's like, whenever it's detective movies or something like that, they steer so clear away from doing detective work. I was like, y'all do realize that's like some of the coolest parts in the movie. I mean, in the premise it sets up, right? Like, because, you know, people would find that fascinating. It's like, wow, this dude's a badass. We want to see that. It's like, if you set up this badass character, you have to make us believe why he's a badass character. Not just because he holds a gun. I mean, anybody can hold a gun and go shooting up motherfuckers or whatever and shit. But you have to make it seem like nobody can touch this guy when it comes to doing behind-the-scenes work as well.
Yeah. What do you give
him? I don't know, dude. By the way, Chris O'Donnell's in this movie. Our boy.
I know. I love him in NCIS LA, too.
I know, and that's probably why they got him for this movie, and then they realized, oh, wait, we don't know what to do with him, because he's in there for 5 minutes.
Yeah, he was wasted.
A lot of actors in here was wasted.
Even like, Donald Logue, who I like, he was wasted.
Yeah, Ludacris was wasted. He's a great actor. He could do better.
Yeah, he can, I mean, look, his career improved. He's a computer hacker in Fast and the Furious now.
I know, and he's so believable doing that too, so yeah.
he's branched his horizons.
he went from a PI investigator to a worldwide well-known hacker. Yeah.
What's more believable?
This brother keep getting the most unbelievable fucking roles ever. So it's like, your name fits you very well, Ludacris, because your fucking storylines for your characters are fucking Ludacris.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
That dude literally has to be one of the worst actors ever right now.
He's up there.
Yeah, he's definitely up there. They seriously need to get rid of that dude. Stop giving him roles. But you said Donald Logue in here, too.
I like him.
I like him, too. And he ain't not giving a goddamn thing to do in this movie.
He was Wahlberg's partner, and he was pretty much wasted.
Why did Wahlberg need a partner?
He needed a guy to mellow him out.
The thing is, though, if he's going to give him a partner, give him something to do then. Add some drama into this or whatever. Say, have Max Payne doing some shit that's, like, so against the morals of a police department where that partner is just up in his face like, dude, you can't be doing this or whatever and stuff. It had some tension build up. There was nothing. It's almost as if the makers of the film was like, we're just going to base this off the action or whatever, because that's what people want to see. And all this, like, demons and shit like that is selling right now, so let's do that. But it's like, your action was boring, though. Like, every time somebody picked up a gun here, I was just like, I've never been so, like, quickly to get through a gun scene as quickly as I was through this movie.
Is this one of the worst video games movie?
to me, it is.
It's up there with Super Mario Brothers and Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
This shit makes Mario Bros. Look like a masterpiece.
No.
I hate this fucking game. I mean, this franchise or movie or whatever it's called.
This wasn't Max Payne's not like a Spider-Man. It's not, the name's not going to sell. That's why I don't get... Why didn't it just stay true to the game?
I would think different. I would think so, because the game sells a lot.
Really?
Yeah, even the new one that just came out, it hit over its budget and then some. Matter of fact, there was a lot of people talking about that game, too, so...
I remember it, so... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, for me, I wasn't that big on the game either, but...
No.
Like those games, or whatever. I mean, the name itself is Max Payne, or whatever. I think it could sell on its own, especially when you got a cheap-ass budget there. I mean, let's just say this. If you made a Max Payne movie, that shit wouldn't cost nothing.
Right, you're right.
Like I said, only reason why this shit cost is because they have Mark Wahlberg, but $35 million, that's even fucking cheap. And you can make that back in your first fucking week nowadays in movie logic or whatever. I mean, because there's only special effects in here is guns.
And the bullets. Demons.
See, that shouldn't even be in the fucking movie, though. Think about the premise of it. If you take that out, they could have easily cut off $10 million.
True. And take out the BB bullshit. That'd be generous. Take out the BB fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Get rid of all these characters that serve no purpose. Just keep it Max Payne or whatever. Max Payne, he's got to do detective work. He's got to find the murderer of his family or whatever. Keep the mystery and suspense of it, what we want to see or whatever. Like I said, that could be shot for really cheap, actually.
You know what? I think that storyline about family murdered, find a killer, I think that's the most cliche storyline in movie history.
Dude, oh my god. You want to talk about cliche? This movie has tons of fucking... We talked about Daddy Daycare last week. This must be cliche week, month or something like that, because this movie had constant cliches hitting over. That is like...
Every action movie, yep.
Yeah, it does. And I would agree with you. That whole story... The thing is about that cliche of revenge for your family, you could see that done well.
Yeah.
Because if you have the actors to back it up and the story to go with it and the mystery that's so suspense that... especially if you keep the guy who did it, if nobody knows who done it, man, that could be building up to like, okay, who did it, man? I would love to see a Max Payne movie where we don't know who the villain is. Even the audience don't know. We don't know who the guy who did it, whatever. They keep him a mystery the whole fucking movie. And Max Payne, throughout the whole movie, loses his shit. Matter of fact, he starts to become almost kind of psychotic in a way or whatever, that he can't find this guy. And he starts doing fucked up shit to these other criminals he run into. To where he pretty much has to give up his badge or something like that, because what he's doing to these people is damn near a crime or itself, whatever, until he realizes when he finds out who they're. I would love to see that. It's simple as fuck, too.
And, I mean, were you supposed to, like, when realize that BB was the bad guy and he killed his family, were you supposed to be like, oh, fuck, what a bastard? No, you just feel like, whatever.
Yeah. You really think you should feel that, be like, oh my god, dude, you're the son of a bitch that did it. But it's like, don't nobody give a fuck what BB Bo Bridges did in this fucking film?
No, it's kind of like The Crow. That's where you get that in The Crow when you find out why they got killed.
Yeah. Oh, because it's Devil's Night. I'm going to make her take my pants off. Fun boy, baby.
Fun boy.
The thing about that, though, is they had the characters to back that up.
Yeah, Wahlberg, I don't know what Wahlberg's motivation was in this movie.
Man, dude, I swear, I'm telling you, I would love to talk to this guy and be like, you was a fan of Max Payne, the game, wasn't you? And you didn't really read that script because you just figured, well, hell, it's a Max Payne game. I played those games. Shit, because Mark Wahlberg is a gamer. He said it multiple times, whatever. I'm thinking in his head, yeah, I played that game. I know the story of that one. I know this guy, whatever and shit. And then somewhere halfway through the film, when the director said, okay, cue the demons, he's like, what?
Then he read the script. He's like, what? This ain't Max Payne. He's probably like, and the script really said Constantine on it.
Yeah.
No.
Because you know what the problem was? He probably heard Max Payne when they pitched to him. He was just like, oh, fucking, I'm sold, dude. So sign me up. He signed his name on that contract. You know, he read that script and said, what the fuck?
Exactly. what do you give it?
What was that?
What do you give Max Payne?
I give it a high skit.
Which is a high fuck it?
I give it the highest of seats I can. I thought this was a great crime noir movie. I think you should watch this back to back with Hitman, actually, and have a great double feature of video game movies. No, this is pretty much a fuck it. Yeah, I personally do think it's one of the worst video games ever made, because I think they took something so goddamn simple and turned it into something. Constantine meets Max Payne. I think it's one of the worst video game movies, personally, because I did a list like years ago that it was in the top five worst video games. I think I put it at my number three, number two, next to Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah, it's there. And that's why we haven't seen a lot of video game movies come out lately.
And the thing is, what was the last one we saw?
Resident Evil, probably.
That came out last year, right? No, that didn't come out.
2 years ago.
It came out 2 years ago. Need for Speed came out this year.
Yeah, that was gangbusters, wasn't it?
I think there was another one that I can't remember, but yeah, I gave it a fuck it.
Oh, this is one star. You just want to watch it just for how bad it is. And if you're a fan of the video game, seriously, like, see it with friends, because it's probably a drinking game of how stupid it is.
Yeah.
All right,
we can have a drinking game. How many file cabinets get open?
This is up there with fucking Doom and fucking Prince of Persia. This is bad. Oh,
yeah. Shit, actually, this one makes Prince of Persia look like a goddamn masterpiece.
It does.
But yeah, it's good. I would prefer to watch Prince of Persia, but... people, let's get some questions now. I gotta hit up an out of here. Get up out of here. Andrew, he says, yeah, this wasn't the start, Z. This come back from Daddy Daycare Review. He said, yeah, this wasn't the start, Z. It was definitely Pluto Nan. That was some straight up garbage. Why do you think Eddie Murphy has never been as good as he was in the 80s?
Do you think he hasn't evolved?
I think that's what I said in the review, is that I don't think his comedy has ever adapted to over the time. Because, like, you gotta imagine, like, everybody knows he's hilarious as hell in the 80s. But it seems like his comedy just stayed the same. And Z said it the best, like, he just took those kids' movies as cop-outs to keep his comedy going without the cussing in it.
Yeah, because kids will laugh at anything.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't. And plus, you know what? And he knows the parents gotta take the kids to see it. So he's like, oh, it's gonna be those parents that grew up with me.
Yeah, I think he's just biting it. I think he's just riding the coattails of his name.
Yeah,
studios do that too. I think studios are doing that too.
Yeah, I don't think he's really putting in the work to adapt his comedy or whatever. Because I think that's what makes Chappelle so funny over the years or whatever. Or some of these new comedians you see, I think that's what makes them so funny, is that their comedy has adapted over the years and gotten funnier.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, I'm trying to think of a comedian that's been relevant from the 80s, 90s, and now. Will it be Robin Williams?
Because maybe if he did a stand-up, maybe I would laugh at it. I don't know.
I don't know. He's probably just going to recycle the same jokes.
Yeah, you know what? It could be, too, because he's been around so fucking long. We didn't see everything of Eddie Murphy. I mean, I've damn near seen every movie Eddie Murphy's ever been in.
I pretty much have, too. Kind of,
yeah, so... And we all know his stand-ups. His stand-ups are fucking golden classics or whatever. So, it could be just his time is up. He just need to give it up.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. Eric, he says, who was your favorite comedian growing up and still today? Mine was most definitely Jim Carrey.
Dane Cook.
Oh, man, that guy was great, dude.
I'm joking.
I'll joke, too. Yeah.
I like Daniel Tosh and Louis C.K. right now.
You grew up with Daniel Tosh?
Well, I grew up like in the 90s, really, in the 80s. So it'd be Murphy and Robin Williams.
People don't go and get a Robin Williams. I respect Robin Williams, where he's come from and the work he's put in, the hard work, whatever. I'm probably the only one. I really wasn't that big of a Robin Williams fan.
He can really act in certain movies.
I like his drama better than I do his comedy.
Oh, yeah, Good Will Hunting, 1 Hour Photo. That's good shit.
Everybody knows I love Aladdin. Probably my second most favorite animated film of all time, whatever, next to Mulan. But I thought that goddamn genie was annoying.
Yeah, a little bit.
That genie was getting on my fucking nerves. I was like, wow, this motherfucker is just all over the place and shit. But I don't know. His comedy just, yeah, I guess that's just me. His comedy didn't work for me.
Yeah. But
mine would be who I grew up with and stuff was definitely two guys I can think of was Red Fox and Paul Mooney. Still love Paul Mooney today. I'm sure if Red Fox is still alive today, I would still love him as well too. But Paul Mooney, definitely. I think he's a perfect example of an Eddie Murphy syndrome here. It's like you think he would have adapted, but I guess not. So
80s, you know, it's probably Murphy or Jim Carrey. I kind of paid more attention to comedy in the 90s than in the 80s because I was so young, but that was when Jim Carrey was. Jim Carrey blew up in the 90s.
Yeah, I would agree with Jim Carrey, too. I still like him a lot today, and I think he can still do, because he did a movie where he played a gay guy or whatever. I really like his drama and stuff like that. I think the guy does have a lot of range in him. I just think people don't see him for his range. They see him for being a goofball.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like, I like Daniel Tosh and Louis C.K.
I haven't seen Tosh.0 in a while now. I'm like behind on that, like a motherfucker.
No, you're not missing much, but.
Oh, okay, well then never mind. he has the easiest fucking job ever, to be honest. Let's be real.
Yeah, he does.
People submit him videos.
But if you want an easier question, the most hated comedians. Fucking that douche Sandberg.
Oh, that shit. You said one earlier too, Dane Cook.
Yeah, Dane Cook's terrible. Dane Cook is really terrible.
I fucking hate Dane Cook. Whatever. I saw a stand up of his or whatever, and I was looking. I was like, I remember saying to myself, "That guy's a comedian."
I know. I think he steals other people's jokes and just turns shit around.
That shit is not fun. And that stadium was crowded to see his ass, too. I was looking at him like, what the fuck?
Well, I would say he, like, in the mid-2000s, the guy, Dane Cook was, like, popular as shit.
Really? And,
yeah, I'd say in the mid-2000s, early 2000s.
I really don't remember his ass.
And then he just completely vanished.
Thank God. I hope he vanishes again, because I hate that guy.
And now he's just doing voices for planes.
The funny thing is, he's the least annoying thing of planes, too. It's like, damn, somebody told his ass to tone down or something.
That's hard to believe.
Oh, trust me. When you got Cedric the Entertainer in there, trust me, it is.
Oh. Yeah.
Last question I got here is from Carol. She says, so are you guys telling me you don't want to see Triplets?
I don't want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger act in a comedy.
Oh, then don't go see Expendables 3 then.
Isn't the whole movie comedy?
That dude just rehashes his lines from his movies once again, and it's just like, Jesus Christ, stop it, man. They seriously didn't get that dude no dialogue whatsoever speaking that movie.
You know, it's better than fucking The Raid.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. What the hell is Stallone smoking? I did that, but then it'd be better than The Raid, too. It's like, what? Are you smoking? I gotta get out of here now. My people is here. I gots to go. I gotta say, this has been another great edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 63. I'm the Phenomenal One, MoviesPolishPodcast.com.
This is Z from thefancritic.com.
And we will catch you people next week. Later, bastards.
See ya.